Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent You. I'm your host, John Ryan.
You are.
My co-host is Otto Loos.
That's me.
We just had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Anthony Zenkus from the Safe Center, who actually was one of Christina's professors while she was in school. And now we're moving to Claudia Paglianic, who is the manager of new business development at the Viscardi Center. And Claudia's been on the program before.
Yes.
And so has Cindy Roth, who is another, I don't know Cindy's title.
Cindy is the vice president of new business development.
Okay.
We like to call her the queen at the Viscardi Center.
Oh, she's
Center.
The queen.
And in case she's listening, you know, do note that.
Hail to the queen, Cindy.
I thought you were the queen.
Well, I'm the princess.
Okay.
So she tells me.
So what are we going to be out of? Then we're the king and the prince or something?
Maybe pauper.
Well, now we all have our roles.
Yeah, we know where we stand.
Anyway, what we're going to talk about briefly, and actually, you know, you're going to talk about the Viscardi Center, which is a wonderful organization in general.
Thank you.
Go over that. Just tell the people what the Viscardi Center's offers.
It's very interesting because you know that once upon a time I did work for Project Independence and Department of Services for the Aging.
And I came, we know that and we still let you come on the
radio.
And
I know. And I came to know about the Viscardi Center because of the services. Not only do they provide services for children, they have the Henry Viscardi School, which is from kindergarten through 12th grade, and a lot of people only identify us with the school. But we have a whole nother element to the center, which is endless arrays of programs and services that include services for older individuals.
Just hold on one second. I'm sorry. Kindergarten through 12. So that's high school, not 12 years old.
No, 12th grade.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just, you know, the little kids.
No, we have the big kids also. And there's even a program that we go all the way through 21 because New York State, you have the ability to educate to 21. So you have until your 21st birthday, and you could be with us until you're 21 if it takes you a little extra time
to
graduate.
What's the level of disability, if that's the right way of questioning it?
We service the most medically fragile disabled population. These children, some of them on ventilators, feed in tubes, and had they been in their, let's say, you know, because we're all about inclusion, but let's say they were in their public school, they would miss so many days of school because of their illness, their ailments, or doctor's appointments that they wouldn't be able to graduate. We have all those services on campus, and we actually teach the children how to do so many things for themselves, very much like Project Independence.
Okay.
We're all about independence and helping them be as independent
and
as possible.
And mentally, they're cognitive.
I mean,
they're on where they should be. So
yes.
It'd be an equal 11th grader.
Yes.
But unfortunately, he has fragile.
We have students that have gotten accepted into Ivy League colleges.
Okay.
We have some alumni. One of them is a judge. The array of success stories is amazing.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Now, there's about 15 to 20 years ago, rough number, my mother would go to the Viscardi Center. I think it was called something different.
Abilities. Abilities, right.
Okay. And she was going there because she had a stroke and was in a wheelchair, and they picked her up every day in ambulette or whatever. And it was like a adult daycare center. And I remember my mother loved it because she used to like to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually did dance and had dancing with people sitting in wheelchairs. What part of the Viscardi?
The center was open to the community. We, at the moment, aren't open. We used to have swimming lessons also.
Okay, so this is a past history.
We are looking to engage the community more because we have such a great space. We do have services, though, for seniors where we have a dayhab program where we go out into the community, movies, so on and so forth. We have another great program that actually a lot of seniors know us for is our adaptive drive-in and eval program. We're the only one on Long Island that does this. And it doesn't just mean that you may, you know, in one point of our life, we all have some form of a disability.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at me, you know, the glasses that you're wearing, that's considered that's a technical disability.
Right, okay.
It's a vision impairment. As we progress and we age, or perhaps we're in an accident, or there are times in our life where we may need some adaptive equipment in driving. It's hard to get used to this equipment. We actually will teach you. We'll show you how to use it. We will take you through the road test so that we make sure you know how to drive with this. And it's really amazing because it gives so many people independence that they otherwise did not have when you can put them behind the wheel and they can get to point A to point B on their own. It's one of my favorite programs, actually.
It's one of the worst. Independence is something that we all want to keep as long as we can.
Yes.
Yeah. And with seniors, that's one of the biggest issues I've come across working with Project Independence or any senior organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, death is a terrible thing when people lose their friends, and I'm not questioning that, but second to that, I think, is losing your driver's license.
Absolutely.
Because I'm driving you three around, and then all of a sudden I can't, but if you three don't drive, that means I'm not seeing you anymore, unless we can get somebody to get, your whole life changes.
And there are many little, so lack of a better word, gadgets or adaptive equipment that you can put in place to help you drive longer and safely. It's hard sometimes maybe to admit this. A lot of times a doctor would intervene and make the suggestions, and that's how a senior may come to our center for the evaluation. Very much is true for assistive technology. We do assistive technology evaluations. The only way to describe this is I'm getting older. I hate to admit it, and I admitted it on the air. I wear reading glasses. And I'm like, okay, why at the end of the day, if I've been on a computer?
So you're going from princess to queen.
All right, I'm going to be a queen. An old queen. That's great. I learned that the reading glasses are set for a certain distance for when I read. But when at the computer, it's a different distance, so I require a different strength on my lens.
That's where bifocals.
And here we go.
Oh, really? Okay.
Again, so that's a different, I'm taking regular reading glasses, and now the technology's adapting and evolving.
Now, you can have contact lenses with monovision that gives you the ability to do both.
But then I see very well far away, need a triplex.
Yeah, right.
But this is all part of being evaluated and understanding what your needs are so that you're able to go about your daily tasks much easier. And also, it keeps tying back into that word of independence.
Right.
The longer I'm able to do things for myself, and this anyone will speak on this, the longer I can stay in my own home. And it's actually the amazing thing. We think technology, we think very expensive. Oh, my gosh. It's less expensive 99.9% of the time to have this technology in place, and we could go over some of the specific technologies, than if you were to be in a nursing home or if you were to have a home health care.
Right.
Also, you're in your own home where you feel comfortable.
I'm kind of like into this technical stuff, and I heard the word smart home.
Mm-hmm. That's all the rage.
Right, which I really have to admit that I am not an authority on. And would be very interested in talking about, because I do believe that there's a lot of technology that, I've heard about, like little stuff like a chairlift, which is not really technology, but it is.
It is.
Blinds or shades that can be taken care of automatically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never thought about that. Could be a big deal, because in your bedroom you may have shades, but you don't have the ability to reach and get them up and down. So now you wake up and it's bright sun, and you really don't want the bright sun yet. You want it a little later. So, maybe you could elaborate a little bit on that.
Just one thing before Claudia starts. A smart home
mm-hmm.
is really what a rich home was 10 and 20 years ago.
Because
I have clients who have these things, but when they put those blinds in, they might have spent $10,000 for a window treatment.
Right.
People who had color TV before anybody else. Now everybody has a phone. But the first phones came out. You have to look where it's just that it's amazing that when something comes out, it's the economies of scale that then can get it to the entire public.
Right, right. Now it's much more commonplace when builders are building new homes to be smart and put this in when they're building, because it's much easier to do it in the building stage than retrofit in the home.
Two things that come to my mind as far as technology goes. Number one, do you need it, and what is the real problem you're trying to solve? And each senior would have a different situation.
Right.
Even there's a lot of bells and whistles out there. Do you need all the bells and whistles?
Right.
Not necessarily. what problems am I trying to solve in my house? Like, I have a problem because the sun shines in my face and I want to be able to get the shades up and down, but I can't.
Right.
So that's a problem.
And this is where an assisted technology evaluation
right.
would come in.
But part two is mm-hmm. it has to be something that can be done by a senior who may not be a technical
right.
wizard.
Right.
Like, we have a thermostat at home, and I feel like I'm technically pretty competent. I put this thermostat in, and it has a book about 48 pages long for me to be able to. And I just
does
don't want
work?
To take the time.
Does it work off of your smartphone?
It probably does. But all I want on that thermostat right. is I want the temperature to be 70.
That's not too much to ask.
Period. Yeah, but not on this thermostat because it's got all kinds of knobs and digital stuff.
See, and that's part.
So it's overkill for my needs.
Now, that's not a. It's, it may be very technologically advanced, but that's not necessarily now assistive technology, because assistive technology would probably be a thermostat that is large numbers, two or three switches, and easy to use.
Very good point, because I have to actually use a flashlight.
Oh, my goodness.
To see this thing.
This is, I'm coming to your home, Otto.
And I can see.
Well, now.
So it's like a almost need three people, because one has to hold the flashlight.
I'm going to have a picture in my head.
No, we're going to have to take a break. We'll go to Otto's house to help him adjust the heat. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.